I'm really excited today to be with you here at the Parish of St. Cyril and Methodius. I've never been here before. It's a beautiful, beautiful church you have here, a beautiful community. One of the things I'm most excited about today is I came from a parish. We had six masses on Sunday. So we had to say mass and get out so people could get to. This is the only mass here on Sunday. That means I can preach as long as I want. That's awesome. In the readings that we have today, we learn a lot about the generosity of our God. We know that our God is really, 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 really big. And the readings today highlight that for us. In the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we hear, "Come to the Lord, all of you who are hungry and thirsty, and He will provide." In the responsorial psalm, he said, "The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all of our prayers." In the second reading from Romans, we're reminded that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. His love is so big, so giant, so enormous that there's nothing that can separate us. And in the gospel, we have this very, very familiar passage of Jesus feeding the hungers of the human heart, of the 5,000 families that gathered to visit and to hear him talk. And so all of these readings remind us of how big, how awesome, how great, how generous our God is. And that's important for us to remember because there are times in our lives where we feel empty, where we feel broken, where we feel lost, where we feel afraid, and we say, "Lord, we need your help." And for some reason we forget that God can do whatever it is that we ask. We forget that He can provide for all of our needs. We forget that. And it's awesome that we have that reading, these readings today, to remind us of how powerful and awesome and generous our God is. That there's nothing, 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 nothing in the world that He can't help us with. And we come week after week before our Lord, we come week after week to Mass to receive the most filling and the most awesome of all of God's gifts for us. The Eucharist. The body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord who comes into our hearts and in our lives and who reminds us, "I'm really generous and I'm really big and I'm going to love you no matter what." When we celebrate the Eucharist together, we bring before the Lord all of our pain, our sorrows, our sufferings. The people that we know who are sick and suffering, the family members and friends of ours who have died, we bring them to the Lord and say, "Lord, we can't do it without you. We're lost. We're afraid. We feel abandoned." But the Lord in His generosity and His love will continue to walk with us, and He will provide for us whatever it is that we need. In today's gospel, I thought a powerful moment is at the very beginning of the gospel. It says that Jesus just found out that John the Baptist had died. His cousin, his mentor, his herald who had proclaimed that he was coming had just been executed. And Jesus goes away to pray. This highlights for us Jesus' humanity. That he feels pain and sorrow just like all of us. He probably cried a little bit knowing that his cousin and his friend John the Baptist had been killed. And he probably cried a little bit because he knew what he was going to have to do. That he was going to have to share with John the Baptist and his suffering. And so Jesus said, "Look, I need my humanity, need some time to recharge, to refocus and to pray." And when he's out on his own praying and when he's recharging and trying to connect again his human suffering to God's love, the people get word that he's there. Now, I know that probably as a parent you've had that moment where you feel like, "I've given everything that I have and I just want 2 minutes alone in the bathroom. That's all." And the kids are like, "Mommy, Daddy, I need some help." That's what Jesus was like. He always was on call. He always had people to help. And what's so beautiful about this gospel is Jesus doesn't say, "All of you get away, I need some time alone." No, it says Jesus' heart was moved with pity. He saw the people that were suffering. He saw the people that were coming to him because they needed hope. And he was moved with pity for that. Why? Because the Lord is generous. Because he's kind and because he loves us more than we can imagine. And he ministered to the people that needed help. Those who were sick, he healed. Those who were sad and alone and afraid and abandoned, he ministered to them and he gave them hope. And then at the end of a long day, it says it's getting close to evening. And the disciples say, "Hey man, Jesus, dude, people are hungry. You need to let them go home." Jesus said, "There's not a need for that. We don't need to do that because everything they need is right here. And he asked, hey, what food do you have? 5 fish, 2 loaves of bread. And he took them, said the blessing, multiplied them for everybody that was there to prove to us that he is big, he is awesome, he is generous. And what's really very, very cool about this gospel is it describes the people that they all ate and they were satisfied. Now, anybody who's ever been on a diet, you know that when you eat, you don't really feel satisfied after you eat. You say, when do I get to eat again? When's it my turn to come around? What this tells me is that the people who ate there, they were like stuffed, like Chinatown buffet stuffed, right? I mean, they had more than they could just like, oh, we're so full. And there were still 12 baskets left because Jesus is generous, because God's love will pour into our lives and give us the hope, the strength, the courage that we need for this often difficult world. You see, that's why we're here today, because we know that our Lord Jesus can give that to us. Our stomachs are empty. Our souls are depleted. Our lives feel empty. So we come to our God. We receive the greatness of His love. We have God feed us in word and in sacrament, and we're strengthened for our journey so that we can bring the glory of God to the people that He puts in our lives, and so that we can have hope, so that we can have joy in our lives. I hope there's nothing in your life that you feel too afraid or too abandoned, or too ashamed to bring to our God, because He is going to be here for you no matter what. So allow your heart to open to His graces. Allow His love and generosity to come into your life, because there is nothing that our God can't do. As I said earlier, I'm the director of vocations for the Archdiocese. I've been in the job approximately 33 days. My job as the vocation director is to go out to parishes, to talk to parishes and families and young people who might have a vocation, might have a call to the priesthood and religious life. And it's important that we foster a culture of vocations in our families and in our parishes. A lot of people say, well, go find some priest. Like they assume that there's like a priest tree or something. I can just go grab guys off and send them in seminary. But that's not where they come from. Vocations to priesthood and religious life, they come from our families. They come from our churches, from our pews. And so where I need your help is to pray. To pray for young people that they may answer the call to serve the Lord as priests, brothers, sisters, or nuns. And I also need you to encourage your family members to consider a vocation. I need parents to tell their kids a good way to live your life is by thinking about being a priest or a sister. Because I've been a priest for 5 years and it's awesome. I can't think of anything more fun that I could do with my life than being a priest. I can't think of anything that I can do that would be more fulfilling with my life than serving the Lord as His priest. And so my friends, we need priests. You guys have been without a pastor for a little while. Part of that's because we have a shortage. And we need young men to answer the call to be priests. We need young ladies to answer the call to be sisters and nuns. Because decades ago, there were lots and lots of nuns that were teaching in Catholic schools and working in hospitals. And now we don't have near as many. Part of that's because people aren't answering the call to the Lord. The Lord's still calling us, but we're not answering. And so we need to pray for vocations. If you know anybody who'd be a good priest, tell them. Tell them, I think you'd be a good priest. If you know a young lady that you think would be a good sister or nun, tell them, I think you have all the skills and traits to be a good nun. If they don't listen to you, call me and I'll talk to them. That's my job, is to find young men and women to serve the Lord. But we need young men and women to serve the Lord. We need young men and women to answer the call to priesthood and religious life so that the whole world may know how generous our God is. So that everybody may know how much He loves all of us. So as we pray together in thanksgiving to God for all of His gifts in our lives, we thank Him first of all for His generosity. We thank Him for the ways that He touches our lives. And then secondarily, we pray. We pray that young men and women may answer the call to serve Him, to give their entire lives in service to the church, because our church needs that. We need that. And our world needs that. May the Lord continue to walk with us on our journey and may continue to bless us in all that we do and in all that we say.